You are listening to KSFS Radio San Francisco at ksfs.sfsu.edu. KSFS is an audio service of the Broadcast and Electronic Communication Arts Department here at San Francisco State University. Some rights reserved under Creative Commons license.
Yo, what up? This is Briani.
And Mr. Conclair.
And you're listening to The Cycle on KSFS Radio.
For The Cycle?
Tune in every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
where we cover everything from sports, news, entertainment, life,
and everything in between.
Are you nuts?
kinda.
That's a cycle.
Yeah.
Hello. Good afternoon. On a lovely Tuesday today, yeah?
Lovely Tuesday, May 1st, 2012.
No fog, no water, no nothing. Clear day today. Very clear.
Yes, sir. All right, you are listening to The Cycle on KSFS Radio. I am Mr. Conclara.
And this is Briani Nuval. How's it going, everybody? Hope everyone's having a fantastic Tuesday. Yeah. We have a lot of lined up for you today. What do we got, Mr. Conclara?
All right, so what we got going on today, we have our typical topics of the day.
Yes, we do.
We're going to get into our news. We're going to get into some sports.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get into our spots of the week. And we're also going to talk, bring a little haterade going.
Some haterade.
And hey, that's usual.
We have a special guest today,
yes, we
though.
Do. I think I got a little little sound bite for him. But hold on.
Sure thing.
Let me see if I can do it correctly. I'm going to mess this up. I should prepare. Yeah. It's just gonna keep going.
And just letting y'all know, this guy's been listening to our show since day one. And now he's our guest here in the studio at KSFS Radio.
And this is the one and only Jera Kabuan. Boss, how are you doing today?
Is this thing on?
Yes, it is.
All right. How's it going, everyone?
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Oh, the boss.
I'm letting everyone know that this guy is. He is the man behind Why Power. All right, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're also going to talk about what he's going to be doing to help everyone else get into shape. And we got a lot of other things going on. But you know what? We're going to get into some of the meat potatoes. But first of all, let's get the music going. I think it's very... very fitting if we play this song.
Excuse me.
You all know this one?
You're playing all the songs today, by the way.
I know. That's what I usually do. Nope, not yet. Nobody?
Not yet. It usually doesn't, not till later.
Maybe right about now.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to get back here on The Cycle on KSFS Radio, joined by J.R. Kabuan, the boss himself. All right, we'll see you in a bit.
First of the month, smoking, joking, rolling, busting, sipping on 40 ounces again. Gum, we got the bust and rum. All night we high, get up the back to where it's 99. I get with my nigga to give me some yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed
to get me your D.
Bean for the green leaf. Give it up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the pump won't creep when it rolls up. Break if you can't get away, but it toast that yo. Keep your bankroll. Yeah. We having a celebration. Love to stay high. You can better believe when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. Finna creep to the bag, cause mom's got a grab on the grill. If we got the food, oh. You know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chills for real.
Wake up. It's wake up. Already changed. She said I'm gonna go get in my stance. Watch, I make sure no one snatches my chain. Get this real man. Sold to the mill and put it up in my pocket. So let me hit it and land it down.
beat on 93. I'm on the clock, like for some dollars. So, get a bag of dope and a quarter, oh, oh. Most all of my niggas got the same. And we gonna roll it all up the smoke. And then they reef a hydro. You know the cut, so fuck them popo. Toss out the giggle, then roll with a clown the same old. Running through the alley, in the mountain. Come up the second, the sun down, no front wrong. January, no 9 of December, I'm loving the first of the month.
And you're back on the cycle on KSFS Radio.
Yes, we are.
All right, so we're going to get into the news right about now. So top stories, top
keep
stories.
It, keep it local. It's top to local. Us. Right. Something big just went down in San Francisco State this past
what
weekend.
What happened to
Seth? PCN. What is PCN? Yeah.
All right, so it's obviously it's Filipino cultural night.
Yes,
here
it
at
is.
San Francisco State University had its 40th annual PCN entitled...
Dahil sayo.
All right, and that means
because of you.
All right, big shout out to the cast and crew and everybody who was involved. Great job to all of you. I'm very, very proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, putting in a couple months' work for two nights is a trip. It's a trip. How many hours you put into to acting, to singing, to dancing, and it's all worth it to be on stage for a couple of hours. So shout out to, I believe the director is listening, Mr. Mike Wan himself. Is that right?
That's right. And boss, you know who Mike Wan is, right?
Oh, yeah. Mike Wan's my brother. I love him. Great job, brother.
All right. Representing 2003, we do a big in honor sign.
Reardon.
All right. Okay. And going on into other news. All right. So if you don't know, May 1st, first of the month, what's happened today, or actually last night, is that people, they went down to Oakland and they started, saying what's up to the banks. Mm-hmm. They also messed up some parts here in the Mission. Mm-hmm. So basically, everybody be on the alert. Occupy is back. So if you don't know what that is, make sure you know what's going on. So that's what's going on. All right, let's go straight into sports. All right, so the Niners, they picked up some draft picks.
Yes, they did.
Who picked up a lot of picks?
They got some guy named AJ Jenkins.
They got a wide receiver, AJ Jenkins. I think they picked up around seven players in that draft. They're calling Trent Baalke a ninja, like the ninja master for drafting, because this guy's just dealing. He's dealing and he's getting players that other teams would like to get, but it's and they end up getting somebody else. But I want to talk about just the first two players that they drafted. They drafted AJ Jenkins out of Illinois, a wide receiver, and in the second round they drafted LaMichael James, running back from Oregon. And so I don't think no one really heard about AJ Jenkins before he got drafted, because there was a lot of big name wide receivers that were taken before him. But Jenkins is he's around 6 foot. But his college career, his numbers is what really stands out. He had over 167 catches and over 2,000 yards receiving. And if you watch his highlights, the guy knows how to get open, and he's really fast, very explosive. So that adds to the wide receiver depth. You have Moss, Crabtree, Manningham. I don't think Kyle Williams is going to be here after training camp. I don't know. We'll see. Ted Ginn, and now you have AJ Jenkins. So the future looks very bright for the wide receivers for the 49ers. And to LaMichael James, the running back from Oregon, first-round potential, but he slipped all the way down. But he's going to be a sleeper, just how Frank Gore came out of Miami a few years back. So, looking good.
Well, good stuff on that. Boss, you were at that game, weren't you, against the Giants? What was it like to be a Candlestick?
Oh, no.
Oh,
you
man, it was
the championship game?
The championship game, Whew. Yeah. It was tough. It was a great game. There's a lot of Giants fans.
I
think the row in front of us, there was six, seven people behind us. There was six or seven, and it was a tough game. I think we went with three of my friends, and we didn't leave our seats for 30 minutes, 40 minutes after.
Oh,
we were
man.
Just
uh-huh.
yeah,
just sat there and just try to soak it in.
Exactly.
What were those Giants? Were they nice? Were they rowdy? Did you have to like hey, calm down?
No, they were real cool. But I was the one that was talking a lot of. Nonsense.
What were you saying? Like, a little example.
You know what? I don't even know.
Don't know?
We had a few drinks, and I was just saying stuff, you know?
Yeah. Right. Well, I
would do the same thing.
I know from personal experience some kind of that stuff. So let's not put that on the air. All right, so we're going to move on to the Giants. Giants are playing tonight. They had a day off yesterday.
They're playing the Rainbow Miami Marlins.
Miami Marlins. They used to be the Florida, right?
Yes, they used to be Florida. Yeah, I won't lie. The new uniforms, they look nice. The new hats, they look nice. But the team hasn't been playing that all that well. So Giants, but themselves, they've been playing well. They took two out of three, I believe. Two out of three from San Diego.
Yep.
It seems that Tim Lincecum is back to his old self. I think what even looks even more better, Mr. 30 million man, Mad Bum, looks like a guy who can take, you know, 20 wins this season. Looks like he's looking like a stud in the mound. But I think we're second in the division, I believe.
Yes, we are. Right behind that stupid place
that stupid
SoCal
team in the blue. Yeah.
All right. And they got Filipino Heritage Night going on tomorrow night. So all those who are going out there, make sure you have your voucher for those free sunglasses.
That's right.
And letting you know you can get it outside the park, which mm-hmm. is the Marina Gate, mm-hmm. where all the festivities are going on. Big shout out to Barn Lyle Dance Company, who's going to perform out there for the show.
Oh, sweet.
And we also have a bunch of Phil Grad people for SFSU. Phil Grad people who are going out there. So we're going to hold it down for everybody. Okay. All right. So that wraps up for In the News. We're going to go back into the music right now, and we are when we come back, we are going to go one-on-one with J.R. Kapuanen. I don't think you're ready.
The boss.
All right. Here's one. I guess we're going to throw it back one more time. Let's throw it one more time.
I thought I had it ready. Right, never know what songs he's ready to play, guys, but...
Yeah. I'll tell you why it's funny to me later. All right, this is The Cycle on KSFS Radio. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Follow me, yeah. Nigga, what? Nigga, who?
Can't fuck with me.
Nigga, what?
Get ready, yo.
Nigga, who? Yo, switch your flow, get your dough. Can't fuck with the fuck close shit, though. Switch your flow.
Yeah. Motherfuckers wanna act loco. Hit it with numerous shots with the fofo. Facts wanna turn the popo, smoke them like cocoa. Fuck rap, coke by the bolo. Fuck that on the run by gun high. One eye closed, left hose loose, some got closed. Stop your bullshit, clock with the full clip. Motherfuckers better duck when the full spin. One shot can make a nigga do a full flip. Seen a nigga like a shock when the full hit. I hate my high, you know niggas wanna buy you. But see me, I wanna fuck for free. Like I got anything to drive, make you feel it inside your belly. If it's tight, get the KY jelly. All night, get your wide up inside the telly. Side to side, take a seat. Can't see you too much for me.
Nigga,
you think you can fuck with me?
Work
it out, girl, straight to the sea.
Nigga,
you think you can fuck with me?
Work
it out, girl, straight to the sea.
Nigga,
you think you can fuck with me?
Work
it out, girl, straight to the sea.
Nigga,
you think you can fuck with me?
Work
it out, bitch, straight to the motherfucker.
Got a condo with nothing but condoms in it. The same place where the rhymes is invented. So all I do is rap and sex. Imagine how I stroll. See how it's flowing on my last cassette. Rapping quiet like I'm blasting the tech. Never jammed though, never get high, never run out of ammo. Niggas hating the shit cause I shade your bitch. You know your favorite, I know what made you sick. And now you're acting raw, but you never had war. Don't know how to carry your hoes when I'm having your hoes. Now she's mad at me cause your majesty just happened to be a pimp. What a tragedy. She want us to end cause I fucked her friend. She gave me one more chance and I fucked her again. I seen the tears that she busted in. That's the shit. There's a draft. Shut the door, bitch, and come on in.
If you think you can fuck with me, recognize bitch, stay to the sea. If you think you can fuck with me, recognize girl, shade to the sea. If you think you can fuck with me, recognize bitch, straight to the sea.
Do
you think you can fuck with me?
Recognize
bitch. Got a vendetta, even though I've been better. Left him in the cold with a thin sweater. Rap niggas, don't Prozac, at the Bozak. Nigga threw two with me, I threw four back. Hold that, let the dough sack. Wait before bitch had to go act. Dame had the legs black. Motherfuckers wanna test that, stress that. And right where you stress that, where you rest that. I suggest that niggas invest in the best. When I come through with the glide jet black, your nigga step back. I'm the best at, you know I know a penis to this. Me and my niggas, we invented the shit. I came into the business with this. The originator, none greater. Jazz, so finish the shit.
Better learn jazz and relax that. Ever heard of me? Worldwide originator, safe word to me. The population, holler certainly. I burn a nigga like a third degree. See me shine so bright, nigga, I'm my life. Running, ruling with rigor and vigor. Nobody bigger than me. And my nigga, Jigga, you fly by night. Stop chirping, B. Heavyweight, light work to me. All the time, and this motherfucker ain't nobody hurting me. What? Cut the face and light surgery. Roll the fuck out of BMs. Fucking BMs on the road, but you had to be in bed in the PM. Leave the info, jazz on the seat in it. Forever touching my work is beginning, you in it. Nigga, your style's no style. My style's high style. Come on, back a nigga down and take the gun home. Be old, rich, old nature.
Do you think you can fuck with me? Recognize bitch, stay to the sea.
Do
you think you can fuck with me? Recognize bitch, stay to the sea.
Do
you think you can fuck with me? Recognize bitch, stay to the sea.
Do
you think
years old. Trigger, really on.
Are you ratchet? You dirty.
I've got to find this video that you guys are talking about.
Oh, man. All right, so everybody out there, you're listening to KSFS Radio. This is Mr. Conclara.
And this is Briani. We got a special theme. I feel like today's it's that workout theme, man. It's that gym theme. It's that, you know, getting that build theme today. Because we have a special guest. We do. And it's about, what's his name again? Introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, everyone. J.R. Kabuwatson. How's everyone doing? Thank you for having me again.
No problem. Okay, so, Ross, what's going on today is that we're going to tell everybody about Y Power. So,
all right.
During the break, during the song, you actually explained it to us. So, it was very, very, like, man, I never knew that. And we've been friends a long time. I never really knew the meaning behind it. So, and Briani said it, you know, you want to go say it again?
Yeah, totally. When I first seen it, like, when he told me the real definition behind it, it totally, like, caught me off guard. I was like, oh, I thought it had something to do with, like, you know, like a certain body part or a certain workout. But can you explain what Y Power is?
Yeah, so let me say this first. I came up with I sort of found Y Power while I was reading this book called The Compound Effect, that was given to me by our brother Carl Consing, and I'll talk about him later. So he gave me this book called The Compound Effect, and part of this book, it was talking about Y Power, you know, WHY Power. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I got it from. Why power? It's all about knowing why you want something. You know, it says that, you know, all the hows will be meaningless until your whys are powerful enough. You know, as far as working out, you know, everyone knows how to do a bench press. Everyone knows how to do a push-up, you know, a pull-up. You know, everyone knows how to work a treadmill. So that's how you're going to get to your health and fitness goals or any goal, you know. But your why is so much more powerful. You know, you got to know why you want to lose weight. You got to know why you want to graduate. You got to know why you want something. And that why, you know, that why power will push you through anything in life. And like I told you during the song, everyone does it. They just don't tap into it as much as they should be doing.
And so how would one tap into his why power? His or her why power?
You gotta ask questions. I think you gotta ask yourself, you know, every day, you know, why am I doing this? You know, why am I at school? You know, why am I at work? You know, you gotta keep on asking yourself those questions. You know, don't forget why you're doing things. Sometimes, you know, we get in a routine and it just becomes, you know, second nature. You know, we're just doing things. We're going through the motions. You know, and we forget why we're doing it. You know, so next time, you know, if you're working a 9-to-5 at 3 o'clock, you know, you're looking at the clock ready to leave, you got to remind yourself, you know, I'm here at work because I got a family to support, you know, I got to make this money, you know, whatever it is, you know, no one's ever forced to do anything, you know, it's all a choice. And that, you know, that's a blessing. We have a choice. You know, if you didn't want to come in today, you didn't really need to, you know, same thing with Ramel. So, you know, we gotta ask ourselves those questions. You know, why am I doing this? Don't forget about why you're doing things, because that's very important.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Right. So my question is, like, so you're a personal trainer, and obviously you like, from what you just said, like, you don't just teach people, like, okay, like how to you know, lift heavier and look thinner. I mean, you give them, like, motivation just for their daily lives, and that's great. And my question is, like, how, if I'm listening right now, for all our listeners out there, I'm looking at our chat board. If they're thinking, like, man, like, I need that guy as a trainer, and you do, how do we get in contact with you?
Oh, there's a few ways, Ramel.
Okay.
Well, you guys could go on ypower.com. Again, that's the letter ypower.com. And, you know, check out my blog. It's, you know, I started that blog just to share, you know, everything and anything that sort of motivates me. You'll find on that blog, you know, some contact information, or you could call in to this radio station, you know, and, you know, ask some questions. But go to ypower.com, and that's probably the best way to get a hold of me. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And you know what? JR said it. If you want to go ask questions, our chat board is open. Please
more
ask
than
him,
welcome to say a question.
Ask him anything you want. Anything like you, want. You know what? I mean, me and Brianna got some questions. Brianna definitely got some questions.
Oh yeah.
All right. So we're gonna get into some music, but we're gonna go back, and when we come back, we're gonna have some questions. So we want everyone else in the chat room and listening to go ahead and ask your questions for JR. If you can't. If you're listening on the phone or whatever, you don't want to type, you want to call in, I dare you to call in. Give them the number, right? It's right there, Brianna.
Phone number, KSFS Radio, 415-338-1532. Once again, that's 415-338-1532.
All right, we got our next song is by Childish Gambino, yep, Mr.
Playing
Donald
something.
Glover.
Yep, from Mr. Donald Glover, Mr. Gambino. It's, I picked this song because it's the first song I listen to when I get in the gym. It's called Bonfire by Childish Gambino. Hope it pumps you up because it's pumping me up right now.
Okay, just keep your shirt on.
Okay. Try to.
Okay, it's Childish Gambino. Homegirl dropping like the NASDAQ. Move white girls like this coat up my ass crack. Move black girls, cause man, fuck it, I'll do either. I love pussy, I love bitches, dude. I should be running Peter in Adidas with some short shorts. B-O-O all over me. My green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery. This Asian dude, I stole his girl, and now he got that Koji beef. My dick is like an accent mark. It's all about the overeat. Hot like a parked car. I sound weird like nigga with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that blow me. Vodka for my ladies, whiskey for a grown man. Hanging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I made the beat retarded, so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man. Kill beef, go ham. These rappers are afraid of him, cause I'm a beast, bitch, girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. Fuck you, pay me. Brand new whip for these niggas like slavery. Told me I was awful and that shit did not faze me. Tell me how I suck again, my memory is hazy. You're my favorite rapper now, yeah, dude, I better be. Or you can fucking kiss my ass, human centipede. You wanna see my girl? I ain't that dumb. You wanna see my girl? Check Maxim. Man, why does every black actor gotta rap some? I don't know. All I know is I'm the best one. It's a bonfire. Turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. It's a bonfire. Turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. You know these rapper dudes talk shit, start killing. Fuck that, got goons like an arch villain. I'm from the south, ain't got no accent, don't know why. So this rap is child's play, I do my name like princes die. Yeah, they say they want the realness.
You ever see, I think it was a Reebok commercial or Nike, but you see RG3, the quarterback that the Redskins selected, and they're playing the song in the background while he's just beasting it on the field.
Is this his own beat? Like, it hasn't been used by anybody else?
I'm pretty sure it's his own beat. It's pretty dope, isn't it? So we cut the song a little early because, you know, we want to take advantage of the time that we have with Mr. Ross over here, Ross the Boss. I guess my first question, what was one of your first, like, motivational factors that got you to do what you're doing today and, like, why you're doing it?
That's a good question. I've always been an active person, you know, playing basketball. It's a lot of our, you know, favorite sports. Played basketball, and I've always wanted to become a physical therapist, you know.
Okay.
And so I actually graduated from SF State back in 2008.
Sick.
I got my degree in kinesiology. I told my parents, I said, you know, after graduation, I'm going to take a year off, you know, to work, you know, and become a personal trainer. And what I thought would, you know, be a one-year thing, you know, has turned into, you know, a four-year, you know, journey, mm-hmm. you know, personal training. So, wow. What sort of motivated me. I've always loved, you know, interacting with people and helping people, you know, in any way. So, and because of my background with Kines, it just sort of fit in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My second question is when you start training people, and I would assume most people would be, oh, like, what numbers do I have to hit? Like, is there a certain amount of food I have to hit, or is there a certain, like, amount of workouts? Like, is that the first step for you? Is that what you tell them first, or do you like to clear their minds and kind of ask them why they're doing it as well?
Yeah, no, I mean, when I first became a trainer, you know, it was very about, you know, it was a lot about the numbers, you know, what weight do you want to reach, you mm-hmm. know, how many calories you should be consuming. But then, you know, as the years, you know, pass, you know, I realized that what these people need isn't those numbers. You know, there's so much more to life. You know, the calorie counting. You know, you don't need to calorie count. You know, so as I became a more experienced trainer, and I trained at 24 Hour Fitness for 3.5 years, and I became a master trainer. So to become a master trainer, you need to train over 2,000 sessions. So I've seen a lot of people, with a lot of goals. You know, but the one thing that I got from them is that the workout is easy. You know, coming back and being consistent, that's the hard part. Mm-hmm. So that's what I focused on. What could I do to help these people be consistent with coming to the gym? And that's where the why came in. You know, you gotta, if you want it bad enough, you'll come back and train. Mm-hmm. You know, how bad do you want anything in life? Think about it right now. Like, what's one thing that you want so bad? You know, think about what sacrifices you're making. Mm-hmm. So as the years pass, my training sort of went from textbook to more of a I like to consider myself more of a life coach. With the emphasis in health and fitness.
That's really dope.
All right, we're gonna go into our chat room. We had Miss Justine had a question here. So Gerald's talking about the why, and she says the why is very important to all goals and questions. Another thought or possibility, the next step would be the how. So how power?
Okay. How power, yeah.
So she wants to. She's asking if we could please go into the right ways into how an individual would go about solving their whys.
All right. So like I said, I read this book called The Compound Effect, and it was given to me by my brother Carl Conting. And I'm gonna say this. He has a website right now called Striveware.com. And Carl, he was my roommate. He's my success buddy, and he still is. But he has this website called Striveware. So if you're listening, definitely check out Striveware.com. Sign up. And honestly, that's he has some good tools, that will help you figure out the how. For me, how to get to your goals, there's a million ways to get it. I think some of the more important things to make sure you're doing is surrounding yourself by positive people. I listened to this person. I watch this this YouTube video every Monday of Eric Thomas. And he says, one of his videos said, stop sleeping with the enemy. You know what I mean? If you want to lose weight and I'm seeing you at In-N-Out or Burger King, uh-huh. That's not cool. You gotta, so that's the one thing. You got to surround yourself with people, that have the same goals as you, mm-hmm. who are as passionate as you. Mm-hmm. It's not only about working out, it's about, reading about being healthy or being successful. So you just got to surround yourself with a good team, good people. Stop going on Facebook so much, mm-hmm. maybe go on YouTube and look for some, some good videos about, health and fitness or whatever mm-hmm. your goals are. Because there's so many resources out there. Yet we're spending 3 or 4 hours a day on COD and Facebook. So the first thing you gotta do is surround yourself with the right people, with the right, just the right vibe, whatever it is, magazines, websites,
Cool. All right. And if you just tuned in to KSFS Radio, The Cycle, you're listening to JR Kabawan, the CEO and founder of YPower.com or YPower itself. And it has a website. Mm-hmm. We're going to get back into the music, but when we come back, we're going to ask JR, we have our own questions too. We're going to ask him, what do you think about those P90X? Those insanity.
Six-pack short abs on YouTube.
4-minute ab, over 3-minute ab.
Insanity.
Shake Wake, a.k.a. Brian Oliva. We're all going to get into that. So we'll be right back after this. So be sure to stay live.
This is very interesting, guys. I actually wanted to ask more questions. I'm saving it now.
All right. So we'll be right back on KSFS Radio, The Cycle.
Have any black inside you? Would you like some? Like some? You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don't see we got the right one. That right one in the club. Always the flyest. Always got her hands the highest. She
stopped drinking Diet Coke. She on that Coke diet. She bad her eyelids. That girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire. $100 bill. Look at you, look at you. $100 bills. This ain't new, this ain't new. From that Paris, Lindsay, Brittany, Mary Kate, and Whitney. People say that they clean, motherfucker. Don't bullshit me. Your nigga home. You said you at your sister's. You and your girlfriend's wrong. You been here taking pictures. You ain't gotta tell us. You spending daddy's cash. Your girlfriend's jealous. You got the fattest ass. One down to pee. One trying to leave. It's hot as fuck, but you just dying to ski. It's clear as black and white, like a fat panda. Your brain is Magic City, your nose is Atlanta. I said think about your future, you can't do that tomorrow. But you don't hear a word, you see the SLR. You like, hey Pharrell, I ain't trying to kill your mood, but I can do the Star Trek sign. See, killer dude. Now she got high hopes just to say hi to us. She want the high life. She like them higher ups. She know we high rolling. She know it's high stakes. That's why she high speeding out on that highway. She say she high maintenance. She say she high fashion. She say she high priced. I think she high capping. She had her high heels. I had my high tops. Sipping the high C. Eating no high drops. I asked her how it feel. Up on this high rise. She said this high score. This was the highlight. She got her high pod. Bumping her high tunes. This higher education. Welcome to high school. Powder. Everybody knows who the king of the coke flow be. All I hear is okie, every line is okie. All you rappers okie dokie. Nigga, you don't paint pictures, I paint Murakamis on you niggas. And I'm yay speedy bad bitches. Buy and sell, I can accommodate your clientele. Shampoo, wait, motherfucker, brace your scales. P to the ush up, with a name like that, what you look for? More or less like P with the hook up. Hit me on the back phone if you want it cooked up. Ride with me as I'm switching lane to lane. And my play clothes as a whipping grain. And a hell of bullets, how I write my name. When it's off the hard, motherfucker, Kane is Kane.
So you know, while we're playing some music, we're still talking to the boss, man. We're finding out some stuff for us.
Yes, sir.
You know, but now we're gonna share it back because we're back with you guys. Thanks for tuning in, everybody in the chat room there, everybody on their iPhones or smartphones, whatever. We're back. So what do we got into now?
So I just had a few of my questions. This is gonna segue into the hate in the head portion, right? So my question is like why. I'm at the gym, you know. I mean, I used to be at the gym a lot, you know, a little bit.
You still do?
Well, maybe a little bit, all right. But this is what I noticed. I noticed that a lot of the young kids, you know, when I say young kids, these are fresh out of high school, thinking okay. They're still gangster, whatever.
Gangster?
You know, they come in and they got their, we'll go with the ladies first because then this is not just after high school. Right? This goes on even now, 27, you know, you bunch of 03 people. I know who you are. I know you are. Yeah, like you come in with your velour suits. I don't know if velour's still in. I never knew. But they come in with their velour.
Oh, you talk about the girls that dress up nice at the gym and stuff?
Yeah, man. Like
it's nice to look at, but at the same time it's like why?
Why?
It's not even. It's distracting. Like I don't know. I mean, boss, you worked at Daily City 24 and
yes,
like right on the elliptical, it was like so irritating to like see these kids like on their phone or whatever. Did you ever have to train someone who was like that?
No, my all my clients were awesome. They're great people. They're perfect. But no, I've seen those people that you're talking about and I see them. Yeah, I could see how they could be a distraction. Yep.
And what's funny to me is that, like, I mean, there are some people who genetically have it, right? I mean, they naturally won't ever. I mean, that's true, right? People just naturally have it.
Like, I mean, yo, genetics plays a big role. Like, you know, I was talking to our brother Gordon, aka Korean Jesus, and he said that, you know, when it comes to six packs, you know, a big part of it is genetics. You know, some people have genetics to have some nice, you know, a nice six pack. Some people don't.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I mean, it does play a part in it, but yeah.
I don't know if anyone in my family had a six pack. I'm trying to be the first. Oh, man.
Okay, and then now I was telling you during the break, the one, you know, this actually is a motivation to me. Like, when you see kids, like the guys you think they're hella gangster, they come in with their baseball hat, and they got their Beats on, and they're wearing their basketball shorts. And they're trying to lift. They think they're hella hard. And then they're lifting 25, kind of like, I'm done. Yeah, two reps? Yeah. Let me keep talking on my phone. Did you ever have to train any of those guys?
No, I've seen them. You know, I've been a trainer for a while now at a couple gyms. And I've seen those people. And, you know, the best thing to do is, and here's my mindset, is when you get to the gym, you know, I really don't care about anyone else. I'm there to work. And you know, to be honest, that person, as you know, as crazy as it may seem, he's doing better than the dude who's on his couch, you know. But it's to what extent are you gonna let that affect you? It's, you know, at some point you just gotta laugh it off, you know. That's that's how people are, that's who they are, that's cool. But I'm gonna get to work, so do you.
Do you, boo-boo. Do you, boo boo. that's very true. Yeah.
We also, ooh, hold on. A little malfunction there. All right, so Marco Polo 5254, aka Marco Morales, representing Orange County, asks, JR, what would you say your challenges were keeping your own wise powerful day to day? Why?
Why? Oh, man. It's not really a challenge. I'm always thinking about, you know, my family, you know, my sisters, my nieces, you know, my dad and my mom. You know, thinking about the family that I plan to have in the future, and you know, that's motivation enough, you know, and that's all it is. You just gotta, every day you gotta understand that every day is a blessing. You know, you gotta understand that every day is a gift. And you know, you just gotta live life that way. And as far as keeping my wise powerful, it's thinking about my family. Yeah.
A quick question just popped up in my head. Mm-hmm. Does it matter what type of motivation they need? What if it's something ridiculous? Like, you'll have a guy like, oh, yeah, I just want to do it so I can look good in front of women. Like, does it matter? Or
no, I mean, you, and that's the thing. Well, everyone needs a goal. You know what I mean? Everyone needs a goal. Something that I always remind myself is that you can't hit a target that you can't see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if your goal is to get a six pack, look good for the ladies, then that's your goal. And, you know, that person will have the same, that person, no matter what your goal is, you're gonna have to put in the work. You know what I mean? But what I'm concerned about is, you know, is that goal, you know, a positive goal? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How is it gonna contribute to society, or, you know, to your family? You know, so that, so could you have, you know, bad intentions and work hard to reach a goal that's not good in other people's eyes? Yeah. I'd prefer, you know, people to have some good goals that are in line with, you know, good core values and things like that.
I feel it.
So yeah. What's your go-to song when you're working out?
Just
off the top of your head. I mean, is it country? Is it
no?
Is it
rock? You know what?
What is it?
I actually listened to this. I already mentioned Eric Thomas, but he had this one motivational speech that I just, you know, played through my headphones during my workout. That's probably my go-to sort of MP3 or song. But other than that, there's Tony Montana. That gets me going.
I got the Niners.
Special teams song. There's a lot. You know, I listen to a lot of different things when I'm working out. Sometimes I'll listen to some R&B to relax me. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess my haterade until we run away. How about people that are constantly taking pictures of themselves before they hit the gym. Gonna hit the gym. I'm gonna put on my Instagram. Let me take a picture of what I'm wearing. Let me take a picture of my shoes. Let me take a picture of how I look like after. And how do you feel about that? I mean, I know you're supposed to take pictures of yourself to, like, once in a while to see your progress, but every week, every day, and smiling. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up. Here's the thing, and that's one reason I started my blog, whypower.com, is and the compound effect. You know, if anyone listening loves to read, you know, pick up the compound effect. You won't regret it. But it talks about PDA. PDA, public displays of accountability. You know, so that's one reason why I started Whypower, is because, you know, I wanted to put my goals out there so that you guys could hold me accountable. I'm going to say that this is my goal to get down to 7% body fat. This is my goal to run a half marathon. And I'm going to put it out there so that, you know, you guys could hold me accountable, because that's what a lot of people are missing. No one's holding you accountable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you didn't need to, you probably wouldn't work out. You know what I mean? But people put themselves out there. So those people who take pictures of themselves, it could be a good thing. It could be a good thing, you know, and it's up to us to support that. You know, if they're putting it up for the wrong reasons, you know, that's for them. But you got to hold them accountable, you know. So if they're putting it up and, you know, a month or two later, you know, they actually gain weight, you know, it's like you got to hold them accountable. And they on their end have to be ready to accept that, you know. You don't put yourself out there if you're not ready to, you know, step up to the plate and do what you got to do.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right. That's good stuff right there. We're going to come back for more. And, you know, like, I had to play this one. All right, so
yes,
we're gonna come back at this on the cycle.
I gotta download this song before I get to the gym today.
JR just started doing push-ups right now, since you can't see. And Biani got on top of him. Okay, we're back. We'll be back in a second. This is the cycle. Looking good.
Looking good. That's 4 more months. Season's back, baby.
All right, Randy Moss, just calm down, all right?
Let's
work together. All right, so we're here with JR Kawan, the CEO, founder, guru of fitness, answering questions. So I got a couple questions. There are a lot of equipment out there, and, you know, people use it. It's been advertised and so on and whatnot. One that I always wanted to get your opinion on is because one of our brothers has this, and he goes to town on it. So Brian Oliva, I know Ron, you're listening right now. So you're, and probably Brian's there too if he's not at work. But he shakes that shake weight like it's about to like expire or something. So yeah. Like, I mean, what's your take on that particular?
It doesn't workout? Work.
It doesn't. No.
No.
Okay.
I know. I think the shake weight could work. You know, and that's the thing. It's like just as long as your workout isn't just the shake weight. You know, just as long as you're gonna go out for
a
shake weight.
3 minutes a day, I think.
Yeah. I mean. It's a good tool to use every once in a while, I think it could be beneficial. How beneficial? I'm not too sure, but I mean, Brian's pretty buff, so I guess it is working out.
We gotta get him on the commercial.
Yeah,
like, they need to like sponsor Brian for free. Oh, yeah.
No, definitely.
All right. So, and the next question is a little more serious. All right. So with spot training, I know, and Raf, me and our good Raf Ramos. We box together, and he always has the waistband for the slimming for the waist. And I used to have it. It got lost. I don't have it. But like I heard, spot training does not work. What do you say on that?
Oh yeah, that was a big part when I was here at State. Our senior research project. That was actually a big question, and we had experts come in and saying that, you know what, spot training, spot reduction does not work. And I believe in it. I believe that spot training does not work. You gotta understand that everyone's body sort of works differently. So when you're thinking about, you know, weight loss, fat loss, whatever it is, you just gotta think about total body. You know, the more muscle you have at, you know, at a certain, you know, body part, you know, the easier it is for that body part to lose fat. But there's no telling, you know, whether, you know, there's some people who will gain weight in the face first and then lose weight in the face first. There's some people who will gain and lose weight in their belly first. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to say. But that's the thing. It's like, don't be too concerned about that. You know, a lot of my clients were concerned about, you know, I've been working out for 2 weeks. I haven't lost any weight, you know, but just focus on, you know, having a healthy lifestyle, and the weight loss, the six pack will be secondary. It'll come because you're working hard. You know, don't work hard for that, you know? So, spot reduction, spot reducing, from my studies and research, it doesn't exist.
All right. Mm-hmm. Right on. That's funny. You kind of just described me and Brianni here. It goes in my face right away. Oh, hello.
Shut up.
All right. So,
shut up, Rob.
All right. Last one. last question before we ask, and we open up to everybody else and we get into something else. I want to know what's your take on P90X Insanity? It works for people.
The afterburn workouts. How do you feel about those?
Oh, P90X. I think that it works. I mean, just like anything else, just what P90X it does. It gives you something to follow. It's something that holds you accountable. You know, it gives you something every day to do. So in that respect, yeah, it's successful because, you know, it gives you something to follow, just like a personal trainer does. Is it for everyone? It's not for everyone. But if that's all you could do, and if you can't afford to get a gym membership, and, you know, you have some space in your house, P90X, like I said, it's better than, you know, sitting on the couch doing nothing. But one thing about that is it's pretty intense. It really is pretty intense. So I do incorporate some P90X exercises when I train people, but it's not, you know, it's not 100% P90X. You know, it's not 100% CrossFit. You know, it's you know, you pick and choose. You know, there's you don't do, you know, just all P90X or CrossFit. It's a mixture of all those things. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I keep the body guessing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right. So we're going to shift gears here. Again, I've known this guy for a long time now.
I'm ready, man. I've been writing it down.
And but you're always going to red, man. People are like, my ears. Anyways, so I'm going to just turn your mic off soon. All right. So what some of you may not know is that JR is a world-class beatboxer. So you don't believe it? Like, can you give him just a little?
Honestly, I didn't know I was going to do this, but here it goes.
First time in a long time. All right,
you ready?
You guys going to be sick.
All right.
All right, so.
Oh, that's it?
No, that's okay. Cool. Right. I mean, I should have told you could have kept going. So All right, I didn't know we were going to do this. It just came to mind organically. And Carl Constantine, it's all your fault. But because you
texted Striver. Striver.com. Check it out. That's my homie right there.
The other one.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we're going to – Jared's going to beatbox, and we're going to attempt to do a little flow here. Now, I'm not a rapper, right? All right, Mr. Deshaun Ron, I'm not a rapper. And Brianni doesn't even know anything about music. So, so here we go. Let's try it out. Like, can we have a subject real quick?
Muscle. Work out, man. Gym.
Working out? Okay,
that's
all
right, my thing's
go.
On.
All right, are you going to go first?
Yeah, because I wrote it down.
These guys are nuts. These guys are nuts. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Brianni. Con Clara. John Ross. Okay, it's best. Here we go. Here with John Ross, learning about muscles. It's not just the food or work, but all about the hustle. Keep going.
Just one more bar.
Okay. Eat right, stay away from the pie. Pretty soon, you'll never have to ask why. Power! Yeah!
That was probably the best freestyle I've ever heard.
Yes! I have more bars.
All right, let's drop this one.
This is nuts.
The future, right here.
All right, it's boss.
At the shelter, damn it. All right. All
right,
here we go.
You ready?
Yeah. Turn my headphones up. All right, I put both of them on.
All right.
So my name's Joel Mel, and Brianni's right here. Don't relax, just you fear, because your face is great, because you're always late. I hate you, man. May 1st, that's the date. What up?
Okay, that was probably the best freestyle I've ever heard.
I am always late.
Freestyle Tuesdays.
I didn't even write that
awesome.
Down.
That was awesome.
Why did we have you earlier on the show, man? Ah, man.
All right.
That was good.
Real quick, while I get the last song up, why don't you find out what's the secret spot of the week from
Secret
Jan
Spot of the
South,
Week? So Jan's secret spot. It's that time where you find out where you want to eat. So it might be kind of unhealthy because we've been talking about healthy all day. But Jan Salad says go to Little Star Pizza in Valencia. Cracking Chicago deep dish pizza. Has never been to Chicago, but I've heard it's the closest thing you'll ever get to a real deal. Holyfield. So Little Star Pizza on Valencia. So if you guys have time and you want to eat up, check it out. Unless you want to, start getting fit, and you're going to have to not go to that place.
Everyone's allowed a cheat day, so don't worry about it.
There you go.
There you go.
You get a cheat day already.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left, and we're just going to go ahead and give our shout-outs. Brianni, why don't you go hit them up first?
Quick shout-outs to everybody that's in the chat room. You want to give a shout-out to that first, the number one person on the board?
Yeah, so Marge116, I-L-Y-N-F.
Not I'm talking about.
All right, as usual. I'm just going to go down the line, and you're going to do it. All right, so big shout-out. Justine, thanks for your question. Alan Tina, Mr. Insanity is proof.
I'm coming over after the show, Alan.
All right. And I'll let you get your sister boss in a second. And Rabeze, Robert Fernandez, shut up, all right? stupid. And Marco Morales, oh, man, we miss you, brother.
We'll miss you, Marco.
We'll get you soon. Ron Oliva, you and your brother, keep using that shake weight on each other. And boss, you got anything?
No, I want to give a shout out to my baby sister, Katrina Mae Cabo Watson. She's a big why. She's a big reason why I am who I am. My cousin, Kuya Jing, listening all the way from Hawaii. Aloha. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And I think there's a few people at my work at Pacific Directs who should be listening in. Hopefully they are. I'll give a shout out to them. But yeah.
Are we missing anybody?
Wait, one more thing before I don't hear the end of it. Hello to my beautiful, perfect girlfriend, Agnes May.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, baby.
All right, and big shout out to Mike One. I know you're listening, Carl Consing. You were responsible for that cipher right there. And once again, thank you, boss, Mr.
Thank
Jericho.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you,
man.
Thank
very
you for
influential.
Having me. Thank you for
man,
having
I
me.
Think you really
Ypower.com, Striver.com. Check it out, guys.
Yeah. All right, and that is a cycle. We are out of here. So everyone, continue to take care of yourself and each other. And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye, everybody. Oh, shout out to my boo thing. Mwah.
Brianni, keep your shirt on.
It's going up, baby. It's going up.
Now double your money and make a stack. On to the next one. On to the next one. On to the next one. Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Hold on that new shit.